This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Michael, just how big is this game tonight in New York between the Knicks and the Spurs? It's wild, dude. Monday tonight will mark 9,851 days between NBA Finals games hosted by the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. So it's been a little while since the Knicks have hosted a Finals game. This is great for the NBA. They need the Knicks to be good. They need the New York Knicks to be good. As of Thursday, Michael, now it's changed, so just keep that in mind. On Thursday, the get-in price for Game 3 on Thursday was $7,142. That is on par with the last Super Bowl when the minimum was $7,413, 4 days out from the game. Game 2 at San Antonio, keep that in mind, Mike, $7,142. Game 2 at San Antonio, get-in price was $786. The average, the middle of the row, was $3,000. The most expensive was $39,000. As of Thursday, the most expensive ticket to go to tonight's game, $96,997. Now, it has dropped. We've heard a couple. Josh Hart talked about it. Says he feels for Knicks fans who are being priced out of the game. Saying $7,000 to $8,000 just to get the cheapest ticket—that's ridiculous. The get-in price has dropped below $5,000, so it's now $4,937. The most expensive seat has actually gone up to $104,000 and $104,218.
I looked it up. Vivid Seats has it as low as $450. Sorry, $4,500.
Yeah, $4,930, so it's dropping even then. But around $4,500 is the cheapest ticket you can get, Mike, for Knicks Spurs. Good for the Knicks.
Bad for the fans.
Bad for the regular fans.
President
Donald Trump's going to the game tonight.
Well, yeah, he can afford it. He can afford to buy all those tickets.
Does he even pay? Does the president have to pay, or can they just go? I don't know.
Well, I think that he probably should, unless he's invited by the... he can pay for it. It's what?
The Knicks issued a statement suggesting that fans arrive at Madison Square Garden 2 hours before the game to allow additional time for screening and entry. It's going to be like TSA, man. It's going to be like going to the airport tonight if you're going to that game. This is crazy.
It's going to be worse than TSA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it should be if he's going, yeah. This is good.
Yeah. I mean, I was.
So,
is he
sitting courtside? Is he sitting courtside?
I don't know.
Can you Google it? Can you look that up? Where will President Donald Trump be sitting tonight at Game 3? He said, Chris, who's paying for Trump and his entourage's tickets? I don't know the answer to that.
Hopefully, not us.
Probably us.
Well, we're paying for the entourage and all the extra security. It's coming from a government card.
Find out where he's sitting. This isn't like an NFL game where he can go and have a private area to be safe and everything. NBA game, you're pretty much out there. You're pretty much out in public. We'll get to
Mom Donnie will also be there.
Who?
The mayor of New York.
Oh, okay.
The socialist.
Is he sitting with President Donald Trump?
Probably.
Really? Look at that.
I think they get
basketball
along.
Basketball brings us together. Basketball brings us together, Michael. These
Look,
are
yeah.
crazy
Sports
seats,
brings
man.
People together. You can be from like different political stories, different political sides of the aisle, different countries. But if you're both wearing the same color then and rooting for the same team, then you're like the same person for 3 hours.
For three, yeah. Wow, this is going to be crazy. Got the Jonathan Cooper stuff, Mike. Denver's Broncos outside linebacker Jonathan Cooper pleaded not guilty to domestic violence charges in Douglas County court on Monday, setting plans for a July jury trial. According to the Denver Post and ESPN, his attorneys want this to go to court. They want this case to be heard in front of a jury. Cooper and his girlfriend were both arrested last Thursday and charged with criminal mischief as a crime of domestic violence after Parker police officers responded to reports of a domestic incident between the two late that night. The charge has different severities based on the amount of damage caused, resulting in a misdemeanor-level charge for Cooper and a petty-level offense for his girlfriend. He pleaded not guilty to the criminal mischief charge, and a motion hearing was scheduled for July 6th. The jury trial is expected to begin on July 22nd. Harvey Steinberg, as Cooper's attorney, said the defense team doesn't intend to file any motion to dismiss and wants the case to be heard by a jury. Steinberg pushed for a trial as early as possible during Monday's hearing to avoid affecting Cooper's employment as a football player. Mm. This is it's a weird story, man. Now, Cooper, we know he was arrested at 11:15 last Thursday and then booked into the Douglas County Jail roughly 3 hours later, according to inmate records. His girlfriend, whom the Denver Post is not currently identifying, was also arrested. She told police that she confronted Cooper about cheating allegations, which led to a fight over his phone. And then we, of course, heard that he bit the phone because Cooper's girlfriend allegedly took his phone from him, threw it across the room, and then went to pick it up and look through it, according to both affidavits. That's where their stories tend to change, I guess. Cooper said he wanted his phone back, told police that he grabbed his girlfriend by her arm and took it. According to his affidavit, he also told police that he braced his neck against her neck to prevent her from getting it and admitted to threatening to break his girlfriend's phone if she didn't leave his apartment. His girlfriend told a separate officer that Cooper had grabbed her by the neck and held her up against the wall, according to the affidavit for her arrest. Cooper's girlfriend also said he picked her up and threw her back on the ground several times and punched the wall next to her face. When she didn't leave, Cooper bit her phone, damaging it, according to both arrest affidavits. So one story says he braced his... What does that even mean? Like he braced his neck against her neck to keep her from getting the phone?
I don't know how that works.
Holds her off with his neck, maybe? She's saying, no, he grabbed me by the neck, slammed me up against the wall, and started punching the wall. I would imagine you could figure out some of that. If he threw her down, she probably has some bruising going on. I would imagine, right, Mike?
I mean, he's a muscular man.
Yes.
He can throw pretty hard.
Damage in the wall, too. If he's punching the wall, I would imagine there's some damage there. Officers noted in the affidavit that the girlfriend's injuries didn't quite match her claims. There you go, Mike. Observing a small mark on her neck, scratches on her arm, and a small cut on her hand. Those injuries did not appear consistent with a larger male lifting her up into the air by her throat, as well as repeatedly being thrown to the ground, police said. So this is, again, both parties innocent until proven guilty, but you do have Cooper's attorney really wanting this to go to court and be heard by a jury. So do with that what you will. They don't. Cooper, Harvey Steinberg is Cooper's attorney. He is not filing any kind of a motion to dismiss. He wants the case heard by a jury. So when you take that, and then you take her story, and then the fact that the police were kind of like, we didn't find anything that really matches a giant football player picking you up by the neck and slamming you down on the ground. Maybe a couple of cuts, probably in the scuffle for the phone is what I'm reading. Is that you're cutting each other and whatever because your fingernails are slashing you. That's what I'm reading, Mike. If you're in Cooper's camp, actually reading through this and the affidavits, bodes well for him, I would say. Would you agree?
Yeah, and when the lawyer says, I want a jury of 12 morons, because some jurors can be morons, but yeah. if he's so confident that 12 random people who probably aren't going to be Broncos fans, because that's the first question they're going to ask.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's you. You would.
I mean,
not be
I can
allowed.
Be pretty fair.
You could
but
not be on this.
I can be pretty be fair, allowed. But I would say to a judge,
I'm a Broncos.
I'm a Broncos fan. I can be pretty fair, but I want to put that out there in case you think that is a problem.
It is a problem. You would not
and
be
I would probably be wearing a Broncos shirt anyway.
Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed to be on this thing. Jake, the geologist guy, just sent a gif of two giraffes kind of fighting, bracing their necks against each other. I'm trying to picture it in my brain. Like, was she, like, trying to get the phone and she's at his back and then he kind of uses his neck to, like, hold her off, kind of, like, get away?
I mean, I don't know. I can understand if you're one of those people who, like, has a very, very long... How long is his neck? Did he train his neck to be, like, super long?
I don't know. The story was written by Lauren Pennington and Luca Evans. Evan. Remember? Sean Payton called him Evan. I always find these stories odd. Because you're going through the actual legality part of it. But then you add, like, the sports stuff to it. And I'm a big fan of Luca Evans, but I just thought it was, like, you're going through all this stuff, and then suddenly it's, Cooper has been an important pass rusher on the Broncos' defense across five-year tenure. Quote, he's consistent, defensive coordinator Vance Joseph said of Cooper in August 2025. He's the same guy every single day. He's the fire starter for our defense. He's physical. He's a better rusher than people think he is. He's a really good football player, and that's the kind of guys we have on our team. I always find that kind of stuff interesting when you mix the sports stuff into this story. I mean, if you're following this, you know Jonathan Cooper was good. Do we really need to pull up a quote from a year ago from his defensive coordinator? Am I looking too deep into that? It just seems odd to me. Like, I'm reading about affidavits, I'm reading about court case, I'm reading about jury. By the way, defensive coordinator Vance Joseph said he was a really good football player.
I mean, maybe no one talks about Cooper. Maybe he's not popular enough to sell five jerseys.
Yeah, but you could probably just say he's a really good player for the Broncos.
I guess they're trying to make him look like a human being.
I guess. I don't know. It just seemed odd as I'm reading through it, and then suddenly I'm reading quotes from Vance Joseph on his play.
I'd rather hear someone talk about his play rather than hear legal problems.
But it is what it is, Mike. There is a legal problem, and you have to talk about it. And then it was kind of more of just like, after recording a career best 10 and a half sacks, and then the next paragraph, Cooper was arrested in Parker shortly after 11:15. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little nitpicky here, Mike. Maybe so. I'm going to talk about this in the clip of the day, but I want you guys thinking about this. This is not necessarily a political question. Is it a good idea for the president of the United States to go to this game tonight? Why?
Oh, I was going to say it during clip of the day, but
okay,
I can say it now.
Save it. Okay. I'm just going to ask the hooligans if you think it's a good idea. Also, top stories we know. We talked about this for almost the first hour. Brendan Sorsby granted injunction versus NCAA, eligible to play in 2026. He was, not allegedly, gambling on sports and gambling on his own team. At the time was Indiana. He was a freshman. He gambled over $90,000. And I literally had someone message me and say, it's not like he broke the law or anything. Doesn't matter how much he spent. What? Who is this person? Who are you? So it's good? He broke a rule? A big one? And you're just like, nah, you know what? He didn't break the law. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett to report for Cardinals minicamp. He was at a... He was like holding out, man. Jacoby Brissett. Like the best, one of the greatest backup quarterbacks you'll ever know. And he was a he held out for all of the team's offseason program while he awaits a reworked contract for this season. Brissett was at risk of being fined a total of $107,000 if he didn't show up, according to the NFL's collective bargaining agreement.
That sounds like an entire game paycheck.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a backup quarterback.
Is Brissett worth it? I mean, is he worth it?
I mean, your starting quarterback
is important,
injury
but...
prone. Your backup quarterback,
you got
is
Gardner Minshew,
bad play prone.
You have Gardner Minshew. You have Carson Beck. Carson Beck, of course, out of Miami. I'm just asking the question. Let him hold out, then. I mean. You're like a backup quarterback, dude. You're starting because we have a roster full of backup quarterbacks. We're going to be bad. Do we really want to die on that hill? I'm just saying what we're all thinking, okay? Just saying it. Madison Square Garden security is tightened up ahead of President Donald Trump's trip to Game 3. He is set to be the first sitting U.S. president to attend an NBA Finals game, bringing strict security measures that will require Knicks fans to navigate an extensive safety perimeter around Madison Square Garden and an expected lengthy wait to get inside the building. So the security, according to ESPN, is going to closely resemble New Year's Eve in Times Square. And for fans, it might seem more akin to a trip to the airport. They were asked to get to the game 2 hours early and be required to provide a ticket to get past various checkpoints, along with passing through a TSA-style magnetometer. Magnetometer? Is that what it is? Is that how you say it? Yeah, it's a wild story. What do you guys think? Is this a good idea or a bad idea? We'll talk about it later on. 22 minutes after the hour. Are the Kroenkes too busy? Do they have too many things going on to give our beloved Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche more attention? We'll get into that interesting story in the Denver Post from Troy Rank. We'll talk about that coming up next. Keep it here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Keep it on KFKA for your chance to win Stampede concert and rodeo tickets, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Magnetometer. Mike, that's how you say it. Messed up. It's not magnetometer. It's magnetometer.
Yeah, the English language is weird.
That's what it is. TSA-style magnetometer. On the Rocks Liquor, the beverage of the week is Founders All Day Peach IPA. It's peachy, it's fruity, it's refreshing. Get your 15-pack today at On the Rocks. And also starting today, they're going to be running their Father's Day specials on allocated bottles from Weller, E.H. Taylor, Woodford Reserve, Eagle Rare, and more. This sale will run through Father's Day, so stop down today at On the Rocks Liquor and get your father one of the best, because he's the best. Some exclusions apply. Please see the store for details at On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration, make your father's next celebration at On the Rocks.
I wonder if they're going to be serving beer during the game,
yes,
at Madison Garden.
Yes. Imagine so.
I mean, last thing you want is like some drunk person going, "It's the president, I'm going to give him a hug."
Or worse than even that, I would think, Mike.
I thought I would bring up the hug one.
Yeah, I think that's what half the country is going to want to do is give him a hug.
There are a lot of people that do want to give
him a hug. Well, the other half... opposite. What's the opposite of a hug? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Do you think the Cronkies are just, they got too much going on? Because there's an argument being made by a lot of fans after seeing Arsenal win the English Premier League Championship, a team in which the Cronkies own. And then you see, hey, while they were celebrating that and dealing with that, Chris McFarlane was getting calls from Nashville. And there's this, oh, wait, if they would have been around, if they had more focus given to the Nuggets and the Avalanche, they wouldn't be dealing with this kind of stuff. It's hard for me to go that route, Mike, because this was in Troy Rank's article in the Denver Post. He says, as the Predators were making a final push for McFarlane, the Los Angeles Rams were acquiring Defensive Player of the Year Miles Garrett from the Browns, a seismic move that conjures images of Reggie White signing with the Packers, with the Super Bowl at their SoFi Stadium. The Cronkies are all in with the Rams. But are they spread too thin? He asks. Nobody can question their success as owners. They have delivered championships in basketball, hockey, and soccer. But does that make them immune from criticism? That's just one I have a hard time getting in line with, Mike. I mean, it's 2026. Both the two teams that we're saying the Cronkies are ignoring because they're too busy have won titles in the past 4 years. So I don't believe the Cronkies are spread too thin.
I mean, they have a championship with all four of the franchises. With the Rams, they've
won
a championship.
What was that word, franchises? Is that what you said, franchises?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
Like teams.
Ah, franchises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have one with the Nuggies, you have one with
the
Avs, the
Avalanche.
Rams won one a few years ago,
yeah,
and now
that.
The London Skazweisers.
Skazweiters?
Skazweisers. Oh, yeah, that's what they're...
Dude, the World Cup is coming up this week, and I am so excited. I cannot wait to talk to you about this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I have a feeling that it's bad news for me.
888-530-0043.
Brady, I'm off for the rest of the week.
No, you'll be here, and you will be ready to talk World Cup. What else are we going to talk about?
What is that? Is that a drinking thing brought to you by On the Rocks Liquor?
You can drink while you watch... football.
Yeah.
Everybody loves
football.
The world's game. The most popular sport in the world is soccer, Michael.
It's not a sport.
How is it not a sport? If hockey's a sport, then soccer's a sport. It's the same concept. Get an item into a net, and there is a person trying to stop you from getting said item into a net. You like hockey so much, and yet you hate soccer? They're not that far off.
They are very far
no,
off.
No, not really.
Soccer players jog, and then occasionally jog faster, and then they fall down and get hurt, but it's
hockey
fake.
Players fall all the time. They're always up against the boards, and then they fall down.
And then they get back up.
So they get
they
up
fight.
In soccer. They can fight in soccer. They get like a yellow card, though. You don't want a red card. Red card bad, yellow card pretty bad. So Joe Sakic is set to speak to the media on Thursday. What do you think he's gonna talk about the Chris McFarlane thing? The longer we go away from the Chris McFarlane news, I think you guys are so, I'm trying to think of a better word than idiot, for just saying, oh, we're fine. Joe Sakic's still there. He's fine. Then why did Joe Sakic promote Chris McFarlane after they won the Stanley Cup? If it's just a random guy that doesn't know what he's doing, your beloved Joe Sakic promoted the wrong guy then. This is a bigger issue than I think some people are willing to admit. And that's the homer in you.
I'm ignoring everything that you say right now because
you're doing
Chris
the homer.
McFarland was worth nothing, and he's going to the Predators to do nothing. Whereas Joe Sakic he's got the mind of a god. And he can make the Avalanche win everything.
You're one of those guys, you know. You're just like, if it's your team and a big time player gets hurt, you're just like, it's okay, next man up. And it's like, yeah, but that guy was a starter for a reason. And Chris McFarland's leaving and going to Nashville. That's okay. We got Joe Sakic, a guy that wanted to give more responsibilities to another guy so he didn't have to deal with certain responsibilities. And now he has to dive right back into all those responsibilities. And you act as if it's just, that's fine.
He does everything right. Joe Sakic does. Nothing's going to go wrong this year for the Avalanche.
Just terrible. This is just terrible sports talk by you. The Broncos are undefeated.
I'm playing the part of the guy
Avalanche
who's got a lot of
are fine.
Faith.
It's Joe. So if Joe Sakic leaves somehow unexpectedly, that's fine because whatever his name is, insert name later, will be just as good because they liked him and he was working there and everything's fine.
Who I think they should promote?
Gabriel Landeskog.
To be you want him to quit playing and be the general manager of the Avalanche.
No, I just like it when he pronounces his name.
Gabriel Landeskog.
Okay. So you wasted everyone's time. The last 5 seconds people want back because of what you just did.
You're welcome, America.
Wanted to hear that. So I don't know. I'll be curious to see what Joe Sakic has to say on Thursday because when Chris McFarland spoke to the media as the new president and general manager of Nashville, he was very emotional. And it was not like an advertised want by him. He was not really looking to leave, but Nashville got on the horn with him. Do we really believe that if the Kroenkes weren't dealing with Arsenal, they would somehow have kept Chris McFarland around? They would have somehow decided to give him more money and more responsibilities? I just don't buy that. And they hire people to put them in charge of being the general manager. So if Chris McFarland is going to Joe saying, hey, I might have a new opportunity, I think I'm going to take it, unless you think Joe just said, you know what? No, you're good. I'm not even going to call Stan and Josh on this. We'll let you go. You seriously think that that's how it goes around there? It's a, hey, if you have that kind of thing, we sit and talk about it. Here's the deal, guys. Chris McFarland's getting this, this, and this. Do we want to talk about giving him more? Like, that didn't just get ignored. Joe just didn't say, oh, you know what? They're busy with Arsenal. I'm not going to tell them that Chris McFarland might be taking another job.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the owners of the Minnesota Vikings were like, George Payton, we like him, but is he worth the salary he wants?
Yeah, they're having conversations. And if you think the Kroenkes aren't having a conversation with Joe Sakic about the future of Chris McFarland, then I don't know. I just don't think you're right on that. Should the Kroenkes have fought harder to keep Chris McFarland, Michael?
I mean, I'm not seeing things behind the scene. I don't know how much Joe does compared to what Chris McFarland does, but
well, that's the thing. We don't necessarily know. But we do know that Joe Sakic wanted Chris McFarland to be his general manager after they won a Stanley Cup. And we do know that McFarland, not perfect, but made a lot of really good moves. And Troy Rank writes in the Denver Post, as the Predators' pursuit of McFarland picked up steam, Stan and Josh Kroenke were at Selhurst Park across the pond carrying the English Premier League Championship trophy to Arsenal head coach Michael Arrieta. Given how suspiciously and viciously the team's fans reacted to their ownership through the years, the Kroenkes deserved this snapshot. But who was manning the phones back at the office? Like,
I'm sorry, you're going to have to go to voicemail
that
because we're the owners.
That goes to Joe Sakic first anyway. If Stan and Josh were there, not that they work there every day, that call goes to Joe Sakic first. And then he says, Chris, is there any point in having a discussion as to whether or not we can keep you? And if Chris goes, honestly, I've already made up my mind. It's the perfect opportunity. Nothing you can say or do would change my mind. Then Joe has to take that to the Kroenkes. But likely, My guess, and I don't know this, but likely Chris McFarland said, I'm willing to talk about it. And that's when Joe would have to pick up the phone or text. I guess it would still be the phone. And text the Kroenkes. Here's the sitch. And then they decide whether or not they want to fight for him. That's how it goes, Mike. I do not own this radio station. So if a decision comes up, a pretty big decision, I can't just say yes or no. I have to, like, if you came to me right now and said, I'm quitting, I'm going to go work at a library, I would then have to call the owner of the station and say, is there anything we can do to keep what's his face? And then he would say, I don't know, let's talk about it.
Brady, I just want to let you know that I'm leaving to work at a library.
Thank goodness.
Unless you give me a $4 raise.
A year? Yeah, I could do that.
No. It has to be $4 a month.
Okay. Is that it? That's all it's going to take?
What can I say? I don't like books.
You want $4 because you're tired of paying money to rent these movies I'm making you watch, right?
That is true. I mean, Little Giants. I looked it up. Little Giants is on Amazon for $4.
Come on. Is there any coincidence that you asked for a $4 raise and I'm making you spend $4?
I'm not saying necessarily that there's a correlation, but I yes.
Derbs really wants to review Little Giants. So what we're doing with these movie reviews, Michael, is we're reviewing movies that were extremely popular at one point, and they've kind of fit into a category of timeless, you know, legendary historic sports movies, right? Correct? I think every movie we've done so far, The Natural, Bull Durham, For Love of the Game, what's the other one? Major League, and last week we did Varsity Blues. All five of those movies probably fit into that category of epic, amazing sports movies. Even though you didn't like For Love of the Game, it's still up there.
It's up there for some with no taste.
I didn't like The Naturalist at all, Michael, but I still understand why it was a classic the way it was. I get it.
The baseball part was a classic.
So I understand it. Here's the question, Hooligans. Does Little Giants fit into that category? I personally, and I'll see how I review it if we do it, I personally loved that movie. Is it in that category, Mike? Did you see it?
Little Giants?
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
You haven't seen Varsity Blues before?
There are a lot of movies, sports movies, I'm realizing that I have not seen.
Is it because you were too busy, like, playing Legos and
stuff? I had too many friends.
Yeah.
A lot of friends, and they were like, let's go outside and play sports. And I was like, okay.
Didn't you?
I'm tired, I'll just
watch. I thought Jimmy moved on. Not moved on to, like, a better place, but I thought Jimmy moved.
No, I moved.
Oh, you moved. You left Jimmy.
Technically, my parents left Jimmy.
So you guys didn't sit around and watch, like, Little Giants?
I think, if anything, we were going to watch more of a nerdy movie.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's where I was going. That's where I was going with this. It's why you haven't seen sports movies, because you're too busy watching Battlestar Galactica.
I have not seen Battlestar Galactica, and I do not have Peacock, so I will not be seeing Battlestar Galactica, because it would be like $3 an episode.
Okay. I didn't even know that was a thing. I thought I just made up Battlestar Galactica. Apparently that is a thing.
It is a thing, yes.
When you have to say to someone, you didn't see that, it definitely fits in that category. For me, but that's what I'm asking, is Little Giants in the same world as these historic, legendary sports movies that we've been reviewing? That's the question. Is Little Giants in that category? If the answer is yes, then that's what we're reviewing on Friday. If the answer is then we have to pick something else, and it's got to be a football movie.
I think the answer is going to be
Well, try to go find us a free movie to watch.
Football movie?
Yeah. Go find one. So you don't have to spend your $4. John says, If Joe gets too busy, Michael and I can run the Avalanche. Brady can be the new power play coach. Take more shots. Faith says, yes, I think Little Giants is in that world. It's like The Sandlot or Goonies.
I found one.
What?
It is on Netflix.
Okay, what?
Rudy.
No. Against the rules. Find something
Rudy,
else.
Rudy. Rudy.
Find something else right now. Is there any other football movies on Netflix? There's got to be more than Rudy. We got to take a break, though, while you're looking.
There's Remember the Titans.
That's what Tanner suggested.
That is a great movie.
That's a heavy movie, though. That's heavy.
It's a heavy movie, but it's a great movie.
Compared to what we just did?
You can find it on Disney Plus and Hulu.
Remember the Titans. You want to do that?
I would rather do that. Okay. I love that.
You have to tell
movie.
Derbs. You got to go tell Derbs. 42 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, Mike, I'm issuing a challenge. I am going to finally, I've been saying it for years, I am going to participate in a hot dog eating contest on July 3rd at Big City Roadhouse.
You're going to lose.
If you beat me.
If you beat me, anyone. I won't beat you.
You get free meals for a year at Big City Roadhouse. It's like a $20 value a week.
Are you...
Seriously.
Fixing your stomach? Are you
no.
eating a little extra right now Mm-mm. so you can fit more?
No, but why? Why? Does it look like I have?
No, I'm just saying you have to prepare yourself.
Okay. No, I'll be fine. But I want... It's free to enter, but I'm only bringing... I think I've already got one entrance before we even started promoting this. I want... I think we're cutting it off at like 10. But I can... Because I think they're going to have a couple... I need six. Hooligans, if it's not you, do you know anyone that thinks they can take me down? Because I'm undefeated. I beat Tanner in a race. That was easy. I'll definitely win the hot dog eating contest. I'm very confident about that. It's been a dream of mine for years, and I'm finally going to live it, and I'm going to prove to the world that I could probably take down what's-his-face.
Are we, is this like the whole bun?
Yes.
Plus? Okay.
It's the dog and the bun. Like no ketchup or anything like that. But I'm going to probably get 20.
So you can't, like, lubricate yourself up with like, you know, some...
No. Mm-mm.
I was going to say, like, put ketchup on
no,
it.
No, none of that. Just move
Actually,
on.
I was going to say mustard.
Just move on.
Neither belong
just,
on a hot
just
dog.
Just move on. That's stupid, but move on from what you just did.
Mustard is disgusting.
Brady, I've done a eating contest before. It's not easy, I promise. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I've been studying film. I've been studying Joey Chestnut. I'm ready for this. I don't think anybody can take me. But if you can, you get free food for a year at Big City Roadhouse. That is a hell of a deal and bragging rights. I think the fellas, Brian, Tanner, and Derbs, are going to broadcast the whole show live from Big City Roadhouse that day, July 3rd. And we're going to stuff our faces.
I'm off that day.
No, you will be there to support me. 50 minutes after the hour. I want you in. Let's go. Hot dog eating contest. See if you have what it takes. And just shoot me a text, and we'll get you registered.
So when are we going to do the movie review?
We could do it out there that day. Let's take a quick break. We got to wrap up hour number two. We'll figure that out, Michael. Clip of the day coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. It's a whole show. We'll also take a look at Knicks Spurs tonight. Do the Spurs have a shot? Can they get back in this series? We'll be right back.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
All right, Mike, coming up next, we got Clip of the Day, and we'll take a look at Game 3. In the NBA Finals, man, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals have been just amazing. Every single game, just absolute fireworks. Clip of the day coming up next. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.